25th Finance Committee meeting to order. Noting a lack of quorum, we will not be addressing the minutes at this time. Counsel, huh?
Diller will not be here.
Okay, yeah.
What about the president?
Councilwoman Diller has, well, she advised us previously that she would not be here. Council members present, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Carter, Bell, Durham, Woods. I'm Councilman Smiley, co-chair of finance. We've now established a quorum, what's your pleasure, on the minutes of June 11th?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, am I not voting? Okay. Just tell everybody right now, unlike normally when I chair, this meeting will probably be rather quick. Normally, they take a lot longer. Okay, resolutions, R19-111, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Delaware City Public Library, Library Services for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $194,996. Councilman Bell will be floor managing these in committee and in the chambers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You want to do all three at this point?
Okay, let me go ahead, I'll run the other two real quick. R19-112, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Wilmington Institute Library. That's mine, so I'll jump over. R19-113, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Public Library, Library Services for the Department of Community Services, the amount of $376,102. R19-114, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Colby Callaway, Moore Library for Library Services for the Department of Community Services, the amount of $195,721. And Councilman Bell will be floor managing 111, 113, and 114.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chairman. This is three out of four of our contracted libraries which reside in the 12th District. Newcastle, Delaware City, and Corbett Callaway of Odessa. And so this is the annual purchase order contract for each of them contracted libraries. They all do a absolutely tremendous job in our communities. And of course, you know, you look at all three are in towns, walkable, bikeable, we talk about. Corbett Callaway is the oldest free library in the state of Delaware. So, you know, a lot of history there. And if you look at the town of Delaware City and also the town of Newcastle and some of their historic settings and background, everything, they're just all three great education facilities.
Okay, so any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Okay, hearing none, backing up a little bit. R19-112, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Wilmington Institute Library, Main and North Branch for Library Services for Department of Community Services in the amount of $1,641,154. This is under my sponsorship, it is in Councilman Holland's district. And it's as per title, this is the annual contract for the library. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none. R15-115, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Cogsdale Corporation for the renewal of annual computer software maintenance for the Office of Technology and Administrative Services in the amount of $237,293.06. The purpose of this is to renew the actual maintenance, annual maintenance and software fee for accounting, asset management, budgeting, purchasing for a tier performance series and includes professional services. This is another annual contract. Any questions from any members of council on this? Anything from the public? Okay, hearing none. Next on the agenda is ordinance 19-063. At the request of the sheriff's office, this was introduced at the request of the sheriff's office. Motion will be made to table this evening. So there's no need for discussion on that. 19-064, to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the Farmington PH3 subdivision located in the Pencader 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights is Mr. Tackett. And I would say this is pretty much as per title, this we're all familiar with. Let me check one thing if I might. And the petition is attached. to the legislation when you get it. Councilman Cartier is present. So, Newcastle County Council Grant Request Committee Events, we have none. Is there anything for the expense of revenue roundtable? Nothing? Comments by the executive branch?
Yes, sir, just briefly, two more executive branch. Couple of things. I just want to talk briefly about the Board of Assessment because it was brought to my attention that they're having some trouble with quorums, and County Council has three vacancies right now on the Board of Assessment. I can send out the piece of spreadsheet and you can take a look at that. But it was brought to my attention last week by the staff member saying that they're having some difficulty.
We're boycotting until we get reassessment.
Well, the will of council, as they say.
Good one, good one.
And the second point I just want to bring up just really quick, and this is really conveying from Brian Boyle. He had sent, policy director, he had sent to all of council a brief update on Friday evening. And one thing that he had asked me to mention was about the paramedic funding, and that the JFC will, it will be in their committee tomorrow, and any outreach that you can make to the short list that he had given you about the committee members would be very helpful, very helpful. And if you need me to re-forward this to you, I certainly can. And that's all I have for today.
Okay, thank you. Other? Mr. Henry.
Thank you. GM for Community Services, Marcus Henry. Just as it relates to the General Assembly, I want to give an update with the Southern Library. We are anticipating with no issues the successful passing of the bond bill with a full $5.9 million request to finish up the Southern Library. Just want to mention that. Currently, our project team, which comprises our architect and construction management, are completing the programming and conceptual design portions of this project. And we're now moving through schematic design, which will probably take us through the balance of the summer. Currently, the site plan for the library would completely utilize for the purchase portion of the property, include the required road access points, multimodal paths for walking, biking, and parking. Additionally, plans include appropriate landscaping elements to connect the facility with its environment. There are a variety of sustainable elements of green and solar that we're looking at as part of this project for both construction and operations for the building and the site. I'm also happy to report with the help of Councilman Carter, the Friends of the Southern Library have established a fundraising committee, and meetings are being scheduled with foundations in advance of certain grant applications to help defer some of the operational expense. I do expect a full briefing to council by late September, early October, when all the plans are finalized.
Okay. Any questions, any members of council? Any comments?
I just wanted to thank Marcus for all the work you're doing to get things squared away. I look forward to seeing you at the town council meeting this next week, I guess. Everything Marcus and I talked about this in detail. We are still under budget and on time, and we're going to keep after it.
Okay. Any other questions, any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, any public comment? Can I get a motion?
Motion.
A motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Anyone not voting? We will see you back here at 3:00.
Awesome.